You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 110. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense. I'm not feeling very prolific.
No.
No.
All right. Let's do this. On that note, let's see how this turns out. So today we are going to talk about the coaching skill of intruding, which is extremely important, especially if you have a client that is long-winded. It gives you every detail, and you're not even understanding or following what it is that's going on.
I bet you a lot of people are going, oh my gosh, are they talking about me? Well, we might be.
So it's interesting. So when we're working with clients, let's sort of break this down a couple different ways. So an internal processor and an external processor. An internal processor is somebody who just thinks silently to themselves and then shares the output. An external processor is someone who talks out loud. So an example would be, I'm external, Karen is
internal.
That's right. So if you were to ask us, so where do you want to go for dinner? You would hear me actually say, you know, I kind of think I want Mexican, but we had that last night. I haven't had sushi in so long. Karen's not a huge fan of sushi, and I love the pizza place. I know. Let's get corned beef sandwiches.
Which is very funny. Because we very rarely eat corned beef sandwiches unless it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. Now, if we were to ask Karen the same thing and say, hey, Karen, where do you want to go for dinner? It would sound like this.
Let's get corned beef sandwiches since it's St. Patrick's Day.
Right. And since the thing is that the same dialogue was happening, one was an outside voice and one was an inside voice for lack of, I don't know, being 50, whatever. So the interesting thing about this is sometimes external processing can be super helpful, right? So if you're externally processing how to solve a problem, you want to let your client go with that. So it could even sound like something like this. Oh, so what could I do? Well, I guess I could send an email, but I'm not really sure if I'm going to be around my computer this weekend. But I think if I call people, the time zone difference is going to be weird. I know what I'll do. I will send a carrier pigeon, right? So that's okay because that's solving the problem. It's going through options, etc. Now, the reason I bring this up is because you have to know when your client is talking whether they're providing information that is going to be helpful in the coaching session, or if it's filler information.
Or if they're actually repeating themselves, right? If you just keep hearing the same thing again and again, that's a way when you want to use the skill of intruding. And I think that the big thing, Jen, that I just want to make clear is that intruding is not interrupting. And a lot of times coaches think that they're interrupting their client. And the way I like to think of it is intruding is for your client's benefit. Like if you're just interrupting to tell them a story on your own, then that's more about you. So interrupting is more about you. But if you're intruding, you're actually doing your job as a coach because it's about them. So it's to get them to perhaps get to the point. It's about them to perhaps what I like to say, you know, kind of land the plane here. It's to get them a little bit more focused, but you want to make sure that you're not doing this while they're out loud processing. You want to make sure that you're not doing this while they're venting. You want to allow for them to actually have the experience of venting, but then being able to get all that stuff out and then move on to whatever it is you want to move on to.
So let's talk a little bit about different ways and when to use it. So I love that you just brought up venting. So someone comes on the phone, they're in their session, or they're all wound for sound about something, right? And you'll never believe it, and da 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 da. And I have all this energy, and I'm going to tell you this story, and I haven't calmed down yet. You want to let them vent, right? So if there is a lot of energy and thought and passion that comes with it. It could be about being excited about something, or it could be being pissed off about something. You want to let them process that, right? So there's times, though, if they keep going on and on, repeat, repeat, repeat kind of thing, you want to say, oh my gosh, I get it. And that's a great way to be able to intrude, is by saying, I hear you. Okay. Now, if you cut off someone venting, they'll start venting about you.
Yeah. And I think too, Jen, if you cut off somebody who's venting, my made up story on that is the perception can be that you're not really listening, right? So they're like, wait a second, I'm trying to get this out, and you're not even paying attention to me. And sometimes people just need to get whatever it is out and to actually be heard and to have those thoughts and feelings validated.
I love that. So another area where intruding, to be mindful about it, is when a client gives you unnecessary information and it's taking you away from what it is that they want help with. So I always call this one when you're way down the tuna aisle. So what I mean by that is your client comes to you and they say, oh my gosh, I need to talk about yesterday. I had the weirdest interaction and I'm very upset about it that happened at the checkout line at the supermarket. And you're like, all right, so give me some context. What happened? And the client then backs you way up. They're like, well, you know, I went to a new supermarket. It wasn't my regular one because I also had to go to the bank and I had a few errands to run on the other side of town. So I went to this new place and I parked far away from the front door because, you know, I've been working on getting some steps and I wanted it to register my pedometer. And then I'm in the grocery store and I get that cart with the little weird wobbly wheel, but I'm walking around. I'm going to make some tuna fish, right? Do you know how many kinds of tuna they have? They have tuna in oil. They have tuna in water. They have chunk tuna and this chicken of the sea. Is that even tuna? And when you're at a client, as a coach, listening to your client and you are saying, I have no idea what this has to do with what they said they wanted, that's when you say, whoa. You know, I just want to jump in here for a moment. When we started, you said you had a problem at the checkout line. What happened there? So what you want to do is use the skill to pull the client back to what it is that they actually want help with and what they anchored the conversation with at the beginning.
And I think, Jen, too, while you're talking about some of those things, you know, sometimes you think that you're going to get some information there, but when you start to hear about too much other outside stuff, it's okay to just say, hey, listen, I'm going to call a timeout here. You really were focused on the checkout, so take me to the checkout. And I think that a big part of this is that coaches don't want to feel like they're interrupting. They don't want to be perceived as rude. And with that being said, it's not rude if you keep your client on track. It's not smart for you as a coach to let them continue to just run off and, you know, just go wherever it is that they're going down those tuna aisles.
And the other thing that we want to add in here is that it is in service of the client to help them, right? So Karen and I get asked all the time, how in the world do you guys do 30-minute sessions? I don't understand. It's about being able to do bottom line, get to the point, and help me help you. So what intruding can sound like are some of the following. It's like, whoa, you're giving me a ton of information here. I'm getting lost in the story. What's the most important thing for me to know? Another thing you could say is, when we started, you said you wanted help with X, Y, and Z. Help me connect the dots. How does this connect with X, Y, and Z? Another way to say is to be able to say, you know, if you were just to bottom line this for me, what is the most important thing for me to know? Kind of similar to what I said before, but I love that, right? Break it down for me. What is it that you're really trying to share with me?
It's just highlights and bullet points, right? If you're going to give me the highlights of what you just said, what is it? If you're going to give me two or three bullet points, what is it that I really need to know about this?
Another place for intruding is when people start to get lost in their own story. So, you know, I was going to my sister-in-law's and I took a left on Henry. No, maybe I took a right there. Well, they got that new stop sign. So what happens is they're trying to organize their thoughts to tell you, and you know it has no relevance to it. So say, that's okay. So what's really happening here? What do I really need to know? So intruding is a great way to be able to say, I want to help you, but I do not want to get lost in this big story. And I agree with Karen when she says, a lot of time coaches are like, well, I just felt like they were gonna say something important, so they let it go on.
One more thing, Jen, about this before we wrap this section up. When you have a client that you know is an out loud processor, or you have a client that you know tends to ramble on and on and on. Now, again, the out loud processors, we want to let them out loud process without them feeling like they're cut off. But if you have a client that tends to talk a lot, it might not be a bad idea for in the beginning of setting up the coaching relationship, figure out how you want to handle that. So let's say Joe comes to the conversations, your coaching sessions, and he tends to talk a lot. Set it up the first time. Hey, listen, Joe, I noticed that you tend to, I'm going to be blunt, that you tend to talk a lot. And in the interest of your time, in the interest of keeping you more focused, in the interest of keeping you more on target to what it is that we're actually trying to do, how do you want to handle it when you start going down rabbit holes? How do you want to handle it when you start getting off track and you get Joe signed up right from the beginning, how it is that this gets handled? Then you really don't have to feel bad about intruding.
And the key thing is for out loud processors, are they telling you story or are they looking for a solution? And that's a big key difference on when to intrude or not to intrude. So the solution again is, I could do this, I could do that, it might be this, it might be that. And they're trying to figure out an either or an answer, versus just details of things that don't matter. Because the truth is, you should be able to coach without even ever hearing the story.
Oh, totally.
Right?
I don't hear the story.
Right. And a lot of times people will ask lots of questions about the story. There's really no need, because the story is just evidence of what's really happening that allows the person to provide context around it. But again, you don't have to have the story. So there's your tips on intruding with the world's famous tuna aisle story.
I love that tuna aisle story.
All right, you guys, take care. Thanks for listening and keep on coming back.
See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.